those who worked closely with Hitler were now split into two camps. Those who believed in Hitler's charisma, like Hermann Göring, who had absolute faith in his judgment, and the more pragmatic supporters, like Ludwig Beck. He liked a great deal of what Hitler was doing, particularly the strengthening of the armed forces with more planes and more armaments, but feared he was leading the Germans into a war they would lose. What wasn't clear was just how many in the military might be prepared to try and restrain Hitler, and how many simply trusted him and would follow where he led.
Da stand nun der Chef des deutschen Generalstabs.
A clue to the prevailing mood came in June 1938, when a number of officers gathered to discuss Beck's views. Their words later recalled by one of those who heard them speak.
Gegen den drohenden Krieg.
Beck, der die Dynamik einer neuen Zeit noch nicht begriffen hat. Wenn es auf Beck angekommen wäre, säße man vermutlich heute noch als verlachter Bittsteller am Genfer Tisch.
Das sieht doch ein Blinder, worauf Beck hinaus will. Als gäbe es keine Luftwaffe. Schlieffen hängte der Technik 20 Jahre nach und für Beck sind unsere Geschwader nur unnötige Anhängsel. Aber die werden alle noch ihr blaues Wunder erleben.
Hitler had now been in power for more than 5 years. Years in which the Nazis had sought to influence every aspect of German life.